"You haven't been hiding from me for 12 years," said Black. "You've been hiding from Voldemort's old supporters. I heard things in Azkaban, Peter. They all think you're dead, or you'd have to answer to them. I've heard them screaming all sorts of things in their sleep. Sounds like they think the double-crosser double-crossed them. Voldemort went to the Potters on your information, and Voldemort met his downfall there. And not all Voldemort's supporters ended up in Azkaban, did they? There are still plenty out there, biding their time, pretending they've seen the error of their ways. If they ever got wind that you were still alive, Peter—"
"Don't know what you're talking about!"
said Pettigrew again, more shrilly than ever. He wiped his face on his sleeve and looked up at Lupin.
"You don't believe this madness, Remus?"
"I must admit, Peter, I have difficulty in understanding why an innocent man would want to spend 12 years as a rat," said Lupin evenly.
"Innocent but scared!" squealed Pettigrew. "If Voldemort's supporters were after me, it was because I put one of their best men in Azkaban, the spy, Sirius Black!"
Black's face contorted. "How dare you!" he growled, suddenly sounding like the bear-sized dog he had been. "I, a spy for Voldemort! When did I ever sneak around people who were stronger and more powerful than myself? But you, Peter, I'll never understand why I didn't see you were the spy from the start.